This is a download from the BBC.
Hi there, I'm Leah from the BBC World News for Schools. It's Tuesday the 24th of May. Coming up, America's worst tornado in 60 years. President Obama meets the Queen, and Japanese school pupils are the best behaved. But first, foreign forces have carried out what's thought to be their biggest airstrike yet on the Libyan capital, Tripoli. NATO is meant to be protecting ordinary people from being caught up in the fighting between Colonel Gaddafi's forces and anti-government rebels. But Gaddafi's spokesman says civilians are being killed in the foreign strikes. There are also reports of people protesting against NATO's intervention. Next, the tornado that slammed into the Missouri city of Joplin on Sunday evening was America's deadliest twister in nearly 60 years. At least 116 people are now known to have been killed. They're still looking for trapped survivors, and hundreds of injured people are being treated in hospital. To make things worse, the state governor, Jay Nixon, says people should expect more bad weather.
This has been a dramatic and difficult time, which is going to continue for some period of time. The weather has not been helpful. It looks as if there continues to be thunder showers and perhaps even worse coming behind in waves.
Next up, the American president will meet the Queen later as part of his three-day visit to the UK. Barack Obama and the First Lady flew in from Ireland a bit earlier than expected. Just like thousands of other passengers, the president had to change his travel plans because of the ash cloud thrown up by a volcano in Iceland. And that wasn't the president's only travel disruption. Earlier, his limo, nicknamed the Beast, got stuck on a ramp trying to leave the US Embassy. Hopefully lunch with the Queen will prove to be a bit more relaxing. And for today's question, we want to know the name of the American president's jet. Mornings now, and Sir Alex Ferguson has been named Manager of the Year by his fellow league bosses. Manchester United faced some criticism this season, but David Beckham says the club's record speaks for itself.
They've won the league again this season, and they're in the Champions League final. So, you know, people have criticised the team this season, but you can't ask for much more than that. The way they've performed, the way they've come through in games, you know, they've obviously got that togetherness that every United side has had under Sir Alex Ferguson, and they'll continue to do that.
And finally, Japanese school pupils are the best behaved. That's according to a big global survey. The study looked at how long teachers had to wait for pupils to quieten down during lessons. They found that overall behaviour is getting better, but kids in Greece, Argentina and Finland like to take their time settling down to work. So what do you make of this study? Do you reckon your class takes a long time to get settled? Email us and let us know at cbbcnewsround@bbc.co.uk. OK, that's all from the World News for Schools team. We're back tomorrow.